As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, one of those folks helping us lead with 2020 Vision is Shane Sheridan. Shane, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Pretty
All
good,
right, man.
How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Enjoying a beautiful sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what have you seen out and about so far? Is everybody adhering to the governor's plan of wearing their masks or not?
I don't even really pay attention. I'm sorry.
As I said, it was so about a 50-50 mix with me when I was out earlier this morning, so.
Yeah, I don't really look for that. My mind's on other things, and I think that that's one of our problems, is that we're focused so much on this that we don't see what the future has, and we can't see because we're masked. And I think, not necessarily literally, but I think figuratively, we have got to get our mind on things beyond this. And so we're concerned about the future and what's going on, and just like everybody else, but I don't think you can get stuck in the moment and in the crisis without looking ahead and seeing what can things become. And if we move toward what we think about, that's what psychiatrists tell us all the time. We know that that's a science. The more you think about something, you're going to move toward it. I think, you know, as we continue to just think about the stay in the fear, then you might as well just stay stuck there. I think we really have opportunities to look beyond that, get beyond this. This is not a new normal. This is not the way life is going to be. And that's my message, and I'm going to stick with that. You're never going to change that. I'm not going to have anybody get in my face and tell me any different. So that's the way I look at life. So we move forward in faith, not in fear.
You know, and the other thing we were just talking about, you know, the thing of it is, you know, as we were just saying, the economy and the virus go hand in hand. I mean, it just does. And, you know, and we're going to have to at least try to get at least do something to move forward.
Yeah. And I tell you guys, I'm very concerned about anyone that, I think that anybody that's sitting at home watching the news or listening to the news and looking and watching numbers are really doing themselves a disservice, because I think that's all. It's every time I get on Google, do me a favor, just type in any number in Google.
Yeah.
Type any number in
Google. I saw that on Facebook too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy because Google, it's the algorithms of. And they're going to find something, and it always comes back to COVID.
It's amazing. If you punch it.
If you guys don't start reporting that kind of stuff, let people know that. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be hearing. We need to be hearing that besides we hear, oh, there was another death today, or there was another 500 cases today. You know what? I just struggle with that.
I saw this, and what we're talking about, listeners, is if you go to Google and put any number in, and then hit enter. Pick a number, any number. You will scroll down, and somewhere you will find something that, let's see, you had to put the number, and then what? There was a word.
You have to put the number of new cases.
New cases, yeah.
730 new cases. And so what it comes out is that Google will then find 730 either new cases in Texas or new cases in Indiana, or they will say, you can put 17, and it'll say new deaths in Australia or whatever.
I just put 5.
How can that be true?
It's not true.
Tell me how that can be true.
It's not true.
Right.
There is something there.
Right.
I just put 544 new cases in, and it pulled up Dallas County adds 544 new COVID cases.
Now tell me how that is true compared to the CDC or the health.
No.
Folks, stop listening to the lies.
Yes. Yes.
And I have no problem saying that. And if you want leadership, this is what this whole program's about. Leadership is standing up and saying, look, you know what? We have to have common sense. You've got to do things. Social distance. Do what you need to do to get through this situation. I have no problem with that. It's just like we shared with the governor Thursday. We appreciate you. We love you. We care about you. We pray for you daily. We do. We pray for our governor. We pray for our leaders. But at the same time, we have lives to live, and we have to be cognizant of that and conscious of that, and know that we can get through this by having common sense. Don't be buried in Google and buried in the news and buried in, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Move forward, because life is better. Life is coming. Let's get through this and move forward. Stop thinking about it. Stop being stuck in this stuff, and let's go forward. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what's going to happen and see where things go. But you know, don't be Googling numbers all day long, and that's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Any thoughts on school opening here in a couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I was talking to a couple of superintendents last week, and I know that they're all very hyped. They want this to happen. They want to see school open. There's so many educators. You know, I was talking to an educator yesterday, and she was a retired teacher, and we were talking about the engagement that young people need. You know, it's one thing. I'm back in school. I'm online. I'm getting a degree in psychology online, and so but I want to. It's not a have to. I'm self-motivated to do that. But you put a 11 or 12 or 9 or a 14 or 15-year-old in front of the computer all day and try to get them to engage in education, it's going to be difficult, because it's a have to right now for them. And so, you know, I think adult learning for online is one thing, but for these young people, it's very challenging. And the sooner that we can get these kids back in class, the sooner that we can get our teachers, who do such a fantastic job engaging our kids and teaching. I don't know if you guys ever been in the classroom with, you know, some of your favorite teachers. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Some of those teachers that got the best out of you. That's what we need to get back into the classroom, and that's, I think, sooner than later.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens in about another week or so.
Oh, I just told our staff this morning, the next 10 days is going to be it's going to be crazy, because the next 10 days will probably decide the rest of the school year. The next couple of weeks will probably decide what's going to happen. And again, my prayer is that we don't get so consumed with I mean, is anybody doing any reporting on the number of tests that's going out and what we're doing there, and that, and how that does affect the numbers? I mean,
we have done a little bit on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just pray people would keep things in perspective. Because, again,
yeah,
you Google 730, you're going to get 730
yeah,
deaths
yeah.
or craziness.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
For sure. Chan, what about trying to stay positive and looking ahead and looking forward? What about the economic development things? How are you trying to keep things fresh and open in Clinton County?
Well, That's a great question, and I think it's something that it's a daily chore. I mean, because again, negativity can be in economic development. You've got businesses that are trying to navigate through this. They're trying to keep their bottom line healthy. Many. I was on the phone Friday with a potential developer that we have been talking to for months. They're really basically said, we're sorry, we keep doing this to you, but we've got to keep pushing this further down the road. We're just not at the point to pull the trigger, and we may never pull the trigger. And that's the sad fact, that so many economic development projects that were in the pipeline and the momentum was going so strong, especially out of 65 and 28,
mm-hmm.
That's been pulled back some. So I think, though, that it's an opportunity to evaluate your situation and constant reevaluate projects. And I think before long we're going to see some good announcements and things are going to get back online. But you know what? We're in a very, no one wants to talk about this, but I'm one of those kind of people that I don't back down from this. We are in a very challenging, very electrifying political time. And so everything is charged politically. It's not just about the virus and all that. It's a very politically charged time. And I think that we've got to take a breath, and that's what these projects are doing. A lot of them are taking a breath. This happens every election cycle, Kevin and Ken. Every election cycle, you have projects that say, let's wait and see who's going to become president before we go any further. So this is nothing new. This happens every 4 years. What's going to happen on the national before any of these international or national companies really make decisions? So not only is the virus an impact, but it is the political climate as well.
Okay.
All right. Jim, we appreciate your time as always.
Hey, guys, thank you for what you do. Keep on giving us the right numbers. People, stop Googling, and let's get back to work and open up the schools. I'm looking forward to coaching football this year. We're going to have a great year.
Shan, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Shan.
Hey, thanks.
All right, take care.
All right. Part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision.